a spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's burning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of his face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream. Are the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of his face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Okay, everybody, welcome back for another special edition here with The Show. The Show. So I'm absolutely proud to present once again Bob Knepper, Dr. Carolyn Dean, the star of and the center of the whole thing. Ion, welcome back. How's everybody doing? Are you there?
I don't have anything to say other than I made my pesto this morning. I want to maintain my position as the dumb Dora of this show. Bob's always telling me I have nothing to say, so I will stick to that script. And I'll go around Bob and turn the show over to Ion.
Yay! As you all can hear, James is still on assignment, and he needs to pull his string a little tighter to his can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a bit of trouble hearing you, James.
Yeah, well, what else is new? That always seems to be the case. I've got the mic right up to my mouth. I practically have it in my mouth.
Well, that's the problem. All we hear is
Flemming and treat.
Drug violation. Well, what about 20th, everybody?
20th of July. Okie dokie.
It's the anniversary of landing on the moon. Sort of.
Yes.
Sort of.
And again.
Yeah, they tried to land on McLuhan's birthday, July 21st, and they're a little off. But McLuhan was interviewed on the day they landed on the moon and talked about it being his birthday and made big hoopla about it.
Just like Bob would.
Yeah, I'm looking at the special effects from last week, James, or from yesterday, turns out. Bill, you have a lot of little McLuhan excerpts that you used yesterday. Well, we're listed as special effects.
Yeah. I always include him as my sidekick when you guys aren't around to emphasize the points that we're making.
Oh, that's great. And you've been doing this for a while?
Doing it for a long time. But
Bob,
just before, just in
James
case.
Martinez, James, this is Bob. Y'all be best friends. You should engage.
Well, I gotta tell you, Bob and Ion, I have some monolithically major gigantic news to explain to both of you. Obviously, if you got the message on your machine, Bob, find me after the show.
James, I got the message about 10 minutes ago. I didn't listen to any last night. I heard it. I said, oh, James got major news. Should we call him right now? But we decided not to. We had to chat and get used to the day. So are you going to be able to talk about it?
It's only 2 minutes after two, so that was logical.
Yeah. Are you able to talk about it, James, or we'll do it later?
No. Well, we're going to have to do it. I mean, I will be talking about it on the air eventually, but I got to talk to both you two privately about it because I talked to Dave about it. I couldn't reach anybody, so I had to tell. I called up Dave and told him all about it.
Somebody.
Yeah. I had to make sure that I wasn't completely, totally hallucinating in the typical way that I'm hallucinating like everybody else.
Yes, good point. Yes.
So you had to speak to another hallucinator, Dave Worster.
Yes. You check with Dave for the final.
And Dave probably said, oh, yes, we knew that. And then he'd apologize for sounding like he knew something.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. You know,
hey, we resemble that remark.
Yeah. So, James, you know, I got some important messages, too. And I don't know. Could I dare?
Should I dare?
I know those things that I do not know. That's right. I don't know.
Yeah, we've got... Yeah, this is appropriate. James is only here for an hour, so this some people like this.
Shall we take ourselves seriously? Shall we talk about it all night long?
Is that not the issue, James?
Right. Yeah, from what I can hear, yeah.
Yeah, what... I want to dump it right on you this minute. I have huge news. So let's just go to the a new message. Will from OK Land or Oakland says, greetings, Ion. I wanted to thank you for the frequency suggestions a couple of weeks ago. What he had done, he wanted some frequency measurement level for an art installation in the San Francisco area, I think. And he said he broadcasts binaural beats, B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L, sweeping from 6 hertz to 8 hertz. We didn't have to clean any blood off the walls, but I did render a dog unconscious. The non-physical went unconscious. And he told me personally he hypnotized the audience, but I don't know how you measure that. But he felt he hypnotized the gallery audience, and a dog went unconscious. So he's saying he thanks you for your frequency suggestions, Ion. They were.
Wonderful, yes. And the news is that he was surprised.
Did he say... no, he didn't say he was surprised, and I don't think he was surprised, but I think he was surprised, but he didn't say the words to me.
He was happily blissed.
It was amazing. It was amazing that something worked. Coming out of
work. Finally.
Yeah.
Isn't that just what we said?
What did you say? Does that make sense, Carol?
The news is that he was surprised. It worked.
And you confirmed it.
I just confirmed it. Well, no, I'm just saying that we don't know if he's surprised. But I think he was a little bit. Everybody's always surprised with Ion. It's all so nebulous what we're doing. Oh, not so nebulous. I got some news, James.
Bob, stop multitasking for a minute and let an idea come in.
I'm multitasking by reading one email, more than one email at a time. You know, James, I don't want to take up the time to go info commercial, but one of the partakers of RNA drops. Now, this is big news in itself, and in terms of what I hope nobody hears this right away, but they have or had. I think this is a phrase, Carolyn, genital herpes.
Mm-hmm.
And it went away, James.
And how many years did he have it?
13 years.
Mm-hmm.
You assume it's a he.
Yeah, it was a he. The point is that if you announce that you could get rid of genital herpes, do you realize...
We better not announce it. Take that back.
It did happen, though, James.
Okay, so here's the deal. I gotta ask this while we're on. I know this is like a subject. Well, this is a Carolyn Dean, Dr. Carolyn Dean thing. So we can't technically say that anything heals anything, and the effects of these drops are, because we don't know what they are, and we kind of know what they are, but we don't know what they are. And if it's doing this, it's not curing, it's healing. What's the legalese, anti-New World Order, fascist doctor, whatever way of talking about it now?
Well, we don't know how...
Sorry. We can't go that far. Here we go. You get you a 22-ounce Louisville Slugger, and bless God, you'll heal.
Yeah, and in medicine, the drugs that are used, we don't even know what they do. They'll do their billion-dollar studies on it, and they'll give people such high amounts of the drug that it causes some effects, they'll sort of sideline the bad effects and try to highlight the gooder effects, and then they'll send it out into the mass audience, and that's when they start doing what they call post-surveillance monitoring. After about 5 or 8 years, they decide, oh, this is killing way too many people than it's helping, so we better pull it off the market. So the drug, that's how the drugs act and work.
Actually very sloppy the way they...
And they can only say they can cure somebody after a billion-dollar study and a patent, so that that allows them to use the cure word. Anything else that's used, and if someone says it can cure you, that makes it a drug. So that's how they isolate the word cure. If you use the word cure about something, then you're acting like you have a drug, because only drugs that are patented and cost $1 billion study are considered cures. So yeah, we're not saying anything. We're just reporting what people tell us, and we ignore it. We think it can't be possible.
That's not true.
No.
Okay. So I got this question for Ion in relation to this. Just because this did this, it got rid of the herpes for this particular person, did that have more to do with the individual? Like, for instance, if somebody hears this, they're going to go, oh, I got that, and they're going to go out and run out some bottles and expect that it would work on them the same way. Is it going to work on somebody with the same scenario, or is it contingent upon the user?
Yeah, I'd like that to go directed to Ion, unless you have something, Karen.
Oh, yeah. Ion, what do you say?
Okay. Every plus or minus that you call it, there are no plus and minuses for us. But every plus and minus as far as effects preceding calls that you come along with, that you embrace, has to do with your proximity of vibration, okay? If you have someone and you're putting slipping drops in their nightly cocktails and it's helping the taste of their libation, and they start having an effect that their body responds appreciably, so they're able to drink more. Well, that's just an outcome, okay? But you have to separate the vibration that puts that into a place. A lot of people who have what you call simplex herpes or herpes, they feel guilty for something that they were told was inappropriate activity, or being what do you call promiscuous or sleazy or whoremongering a bit, that becomes the telltale sign of that outcome. So that's the only reason they would have a herpes. That's also what shingles kind of turns into, and that's, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Chicken pox and all those different ranges, that if someone has chicken pox, that's not inappropriate. But if then they get older and that turns into shingles, then it becomes neurological, which, of course, is vibrational. So is this outcome. Any vibration, we're not talking about any aspect or outcome of a little man's experience with what you're with, jamesmartinez.rnadrops.com. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about the effects of ascension. And ascension would not include any what a little man would call a less than position.
Got it.
No, we didn't get it.
No, it was good up to the last phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
good up to the last
that
drop.
Last phrase, Ion, that it's... Well, we know RNA drops are causing ascension, so is that what... Okay, and
the last sentence was something about little man.
So a little man would, if they went out and took RNA drops to try to cure their herpes, then you're saying it might not be effective.
Especially if they vibrationally feel they deserve the herpes that they worked really hard to contract.
So the people who are getting benefits from the RNA drops, are you saying it's because they're ascending at the same time?
Yes, that's the point.
That's the point, Bob.
Yeah, so...
They created Rogaine to help with heart trouble, flushing valves of heart. Well, it turned to find out the outcome was actually it grew hair. They made more money on growing hair than they did making hearts better.
Yeah, so all this talk in science about what drugs do to people is ridiculous. Because
at a multi-tiered level, that's exactly correct.
Yeah, so people get surprised by RNA drops. I don't think they expected, like, this person was really flabbergasted. And they had studied biology, and they knew they couldn't explain it. They said, well, this happened. I can't explain it. And they liked it. They accepted that. But a lot of explaining is not valid. Not a lot of what science says is going on. If it doesn't include the subjectivity factor, or what I call your vibrational frequency,
right,
it's not useful.
So, Ion, will people get to the point with the RNA drops that they have so many expectations for it that it'll work? That expectation mind labyrinth, will that get in the way of them allowing their ascension?
No, it won't get in the way. But we did tell you from itch, before scratch even became the cosmetic response, we told you since itch, it makes no difference what you clean up out there in what you call the world, that human creators are powerful enough to create something even more nasty than what was before.
Mm-hmm.
That only has effects on the little man. A lot of folks are dead waiting on a disease to claim the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's not new.
So there is the people take the drops and they don't have to expect anything, and they might find surprising effects.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good. That's better than the other side.
Yeah. Here's Silly Wizard posted this over the Dukes of Non-Physical. He says, correct me on this if I have made any mistakes, but I understand you only need to take RNA drops or the bread of life and living water once for your body to be able to replicate or continue to have the benefits of those drops.
Mm-hmm.
So then he says...
Exactly correct.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Now, and then he said, I understand Ion to have said to be careful of having your blood tested after using the RNA drops. So, would not your blood carrying RNA now be able to pass on to another human creator by exchange of bodily fluids like our science believes AIDS does?
Well, you know, that's the reason we were trying to jump in before you read the balance of that. You would say that only engaging one time is all that's required, and we say yes, but we would then come back and say, okay, you live your life, you mature, and all of a sudden you find this erection that you've engaged, and then you roll along and then finally have some ejaculate or a coitus experience or an orgasm, and that's only one you need to ever have. Well, you go, no, I enjoyed that, and I want more. That's the way it is with the RNA. But now, don't think for one second that you're going to find a mate and ascend them by injection.
Very good. I like that analogy with why stop at one orgasm? Why stop at one drop?
Exactly. Good. Exactly. You only also have to eat one time in your life. That's enough. But you don't eat because it's a requirement. You eat because you enjoy consuming mass quantities.
So the main factor about RNA drops is to enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all the other side effects come to you individually, but depending on other factors. But it's a McDonald's burger or whatever you find enjoyable. If you regard RNA drops enjoyable, that's the reason to take them. And that's the only reason, right, Ion? That's what you're saying?
Mm, that's right. That's right. And if you like a little smoke, put a drop in your stash. It'll change your world.
If what smoke? What did you say?
If you enjoy a little smoke, put a drop in your stash, and it'll change your world.
Okay, what were you going to say, James?
I will test drive that theory. Second, I would say that the news that I will tell you two in privately is probably, and I thought about it last night, probably related to the RNA drops, since I've been taking them.
Yeah, all right, so here we had another person. Terry says, a little testimony here. Remember the toenail fungus I asked about in my last session with Ion? For the first time ever in 21 years, it's going away. RNA drops did it! Yahoo! So that's
great.
Another testimony.
Now, but see, here we go. This is the working example. The reason to engage what you call drops, or whatever Bob's calling it today, the only reason to engage it is for the pleasure and delight of engaging it. And if you get an outcome that's pleasing to you, that's even better. But that's not the point or the purpose to taking it. Any one of those aspects is not enough, a good enough a reason to engage, you see, because it's vibrational.
Right, and I bump up against that all the time in what I do, because I think that if people kind of focus on, you know, taking care of their own selves and do it by their attitude and et cetera, and not go running around looking for a drug, then they'll do better. And I have an online wellness program that goes into that. But people are very much interested in just taking something. They're very educated to think that something they take is going to help them.
Yeah, they look it up on WebMD and they find out every detail and bill of particular. But what WebMD doesn't tell them, and what you try to tell them, but they don't listen to you either, darling,
mm-hmm.
is that you take three compounds and you mix them together, you've made a completely new compound.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe that, get you some vinegar, get you some chlorine bleach, and get you some ammonia. Make you up a little cocktail. You'll see what we mean.
Right. So the reason why I like the RNA drops, it's not something that anybody's telling you is going to cure you or heal you. It's just going to allow your ascension so that then, you know, vibrationally you can live a life that is compatible with your vibration.
Well, everybody's running around. You need to define. You're talking about ascension like you know what it is. Let's define ascension a little bit. Ascension just means that you get your mind out of the way to the point that you can allow your body to replicate itself perfectly, which it is trying desperately to do in spite of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now when we, in medicine and or in health, we talk about the body, mind, emotions, and I came across something reading a book called Animals in Translation by Temple Grandin. She's an autistic PhD. I think she's a doctor of animal behavior or something like that. So she's saying because people and animals use their emotions to predict the future and make decisions about what to do, then she's focusing on emotions. She says people and animals use their emotions to predict the future and make decisions about what they do. Is that an accurate statement, Ion?
Well, it would have been better if you hadn't have done all the pumping up of whoever was saying it, because you put us right off with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But people make decisions and choices. They make investments based on fear. People respond emotionally because of an outcome, what you call predicting the future. But if you know what the future is, it becomes predictable.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, from an ascension standpoint, that dog won't hunt. The same way, but you can train a dog like Pavlov's dog when you ring the bell to make them start slobbering, creating the digestive juices, because every time the bell rings, a great big hunk of meat comes their way. That's just conditional response. But we must tell you, Pavlov's dog knew when the meat was coming when they went to reach for the bell, not when they heard the bell ringing.
Right.
See, that's why pregnancy is so easy. It's pregnancy is so easy because conception takes place at arousal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's also an emotional synaptic neuron firings have a tachyon capacity. And when you ever think Bob's been trying to tell y'all to find out what the hell a tachyon is and won't nobody ask, but so now we've said it, we ain't gonna tell you. You can get that from Bob. You get what a tachyon is and how it applies, and it's being even in your chip body, in your TV body, it's being crammed down your throat hole every way you look. Just turn it on, you'll find it. Then what happens? You start catching up with or figuring out or leaning to a broader spectrum of application that delineates between an emotional kinetotic response, an autonomic response, and then throw all that in the crapper and figure out knowing. Because when you know, then the decision is easy. There's no emotional capacitation that can veer you in the ditch.
So is knowing at a synaptic level where the synapses are affected by tachyons?
Mm-hmm.
So that gets away from her point, this Temple Grandin's point, that she says the point of emotions is survival.
Well, and that's exactly, that'd be kind of like an alcoholic that you had to go, that gets in the drunk tank, and you go bail him out of jail because you give a care for him some reason, we don't know why, and you get him out of jail and they say, you know, Carolyn, every time I get a gallon of corn liquor and drink it, something like this happens. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, every time, they notice a pattern. Every time I drink a gallon of corn squeezings, something like this happens.
So when a person has a behavior, after the fact they'll ascribe an emotion to it, is what you're saying.
They use it as a rear-view mirrored edifamication of capacitation.
But if fear is the emotion that kind of drives everybody's behavior, then...
Well, we didn't say that. We said many times it does.
Okay, many times.
That's a leading one, but no. Mm-hmm. You can be amorous and drive an outcome.
Oh, right, right.
Or you can engage in that experience because you're afraid of being alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So fear is like anger. You'll hear about that in the third hour.
Why, are you getting ready to be angry at Bob because he's not going to play Vestal?
Oh, no, we didn't choose Vestal.
Oh, okay, fine. So with the, then, emotions, is the ascension process the road to putting your emotions on hold, or...
No. Slow down.
Describe ascension and emotion.
Okay. All right, you made pesto this morning.
I did.
You used your little grinder to make your pesto.
I use my grinder that has a 3-horsepower motor that could drive a boat.
Great.
Great.
But you don't crank that thing, do you?
No, I just
turn it on.
Turn it on.
Okay. Well, now, but before you turn it on, you got to plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's plugged in.
Right.
Well, if it's plugged in, then you got to make sure that breaker's on or that's a live plug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get that done, then you got to make sure your house is electrified, that every wire, every synaptic neuron function of that electrical wiring is intact.
No, I got to make sure I pay the bill.
Well, we ain't even got to that part yet. We ain't even got to the grid.
Right.
But then if there's a short in your house, it'll flip that breaker. And every step of the way could have eliminated your ability and capacity to make pesto.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you accomplished it because vibrationally that was plugged in and you were on the grid. You'd paid the bill. The grid produced the electricity. Because even if you pay your bill, the grid can still go down.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, even in the neighborhood, somebody can plow something up, and the next thing you know, you got no juice.
And this analogy, is emotion my pesto?
Body. It's the body's response. It's systemic. every neuron function. Let's say you cut your hand. It hurts, 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 or you bend your hand. Then you're rolling around and you're so upset because you cut your hand and it's painful, painful, painful that you fool around and stump your toe or fall down and hit your head. All of a sudden, the hand is not even involved in the conversation. The synaptic neuron function, if you could allow your body to do that at an autonomic capacity, you could then stop blood, heal flesh, grow limbs, grow whatever it is, make what you want bigger, bigger, make what you want tighter, tighter, make what you want to work better, better, your body will respond in kind. And you don't have to give a care regarding it, and yet it still is. This is the trompe-l'oeil of ascension that allows your body finally to come back to where it was in the beginning.
Trompe-l'oeil is optical illusion.
Right.
Like an M.C. Escher painting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So that's a good context for my big announcement, James.
Well, dun, dun, dun. Thank you, Ion, for that little segue.
Yeah, you know, it's... I can say, James, that Carol and I now own the whole world, all the landmass, the geographic...
Just place. Now. You've only been saying it for 44 years, and now, just now, you can say it. Good.
Yeah. I'll just say, as owners, we intend to make it a different environment. It's going to be completely what?
Different. Completely different.
Perfect. Are you still here, James?
Yeah. I'm listening. Go.
Yeah, no, we're... There's somebody made a YouTube of my statements about cold fusion, Steve Reimer up in Toronto, and he made it a few weeks ago, and he sent it to me, and it begins with a picture of the blue pearl of the earth with Bob sitting on top of the earth, and he doesn't know how accurate that is. We actually own everything geographically, or whatever you call that ownership, and the tachyon explanation helps people to understand that statement.
Does this mean you're going to be on the cover of Fortune magazine?
If they still don't know what the hell you're talking about, we don't. If they still don't know what the hell you're talking about, send them over to your little movie, your Source Code movie.
Oh, yeah, Source Code. That's both Carol and I, no doubt. But they presented it as if it was a tough trip. It was not a tough trip.
Well, but then at the end is when it catches up and you go, holy crap. That's the point.
Yeah, the very last scene in Source Code is very appropriate to today. Right now,
and
what we're doing right
Bob,
now.
And for everybody that's scratching their head or their bum because it's itching and they don't know which one, that's what Bob's trying to explain.
Yeah, that last scene. The last scene, Ion? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, Bolton, Ion, what is the price of gold right now?
Oh, it dropped a little bit, 1587 and a quarter.
And where's platinum?
Oh, about $100 off, give or take a bit.
Okay. All right, so we'll be checking up on that occasionally.
Are there news regarding that, Bob, for which we're not aware?
No, just checking. I just made a note to myself to ask Guy on the case during the show to get her updated.
Well, we typically don't let a show go without that, don't we?
Yeah, you say it at the very end, so I want to have it happen earlier in the show.
Well, some are interested. They've taken on triangulation, so they like to see how they're doing.
Right. So, James, I told you I'm up to 160 drops of the RNA drops. I just found out yesterday that these drops were only in the Thompson quadrant.
But then he was able to turn money into wine, wasn't he?
Yep. So
what is 160 drops, a half bottle a day?
What do you say, Kim?
Is 160 drops a half bottle? No, I think a bottle is 900 drops.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and this is two-thirds of a stopper that comes with the bottle.
A dropper, Bob, not a stopper.
Okay, a dropper, four times.
Bob, you're the stopper. The dropper's helping you with that.
Yes.
You're the stopper.
Yes, four times of that.
Oh, 1596, 20, sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, what is it?
1596-20.
Yeah, so we'll be getting that is that rather than waiting to the end. There is a nice email here, James. It says,
Whoa, Mr. Cronkite, back your ass up. You say in a sentence, don't just leave it, answer the question.
Oh, what was
Palmer?
It? What was it?
He was talking about what you engage, what you do, what you take, how you are, and we interrupted and you just lost your whole train of thought. That's
No, goodness, that was for you. That was done. We're in control of the world, and now we move on.
We're not in control of the world. We own the whole world.
Oh.
To the degree Western culture needs private identity as a product of the printing press, mm-hmm. they say someone owns something
mm-hmm.
so that all the little people can think that they're a private person and they're on the way to owning something. Mm-hmm. Within that meme, which I don't acknowledge to accurately.
Private person. You mean they're idiots.
Yeah, they're idiots. Meaning a private person. There's been millions of idiots in the West now spreading to China and the rest of the world. This meme we're at the top of the ownership link.
But we don't control.
Excellent.
Well, control.
Easy there, Trigger.
It's a good question, what you control when you own everything. It just means that we'll be able to implement what we intend real easily.
You say how it goes. Come on, don't get in my lost in it. You say how it goes. That's the point.
Yeah, we say how it goes, and we're doing it now. Because they started today. And, okay, here's a personal note, James. Marshall McLuhan was born 100 years ago tomorrow, July 21st, 1911. Well, I had in a private session once, Ian told me that I set up this whole pattern that I'm talking about today in 1911. Now, I was born in 1922, so I'm not really conscious of what I was doing in 1911. I apparently set it up. And I find it very interesting that McLuhan arranged for himself to be born in 1911 so he could be on the cover of newspapers all over the world this week in the year, Jubilee year of 2011. So he's part of this background music.
Well, that would work because you base a lot of your knowledge on McLuhan, so he was born in 1911, so that's where your mind would go back to every time you think about McLuhan, back to his origins.
Well, I helped make him famous. Already in the Secret Council 10, we understood the meeting was a message. The problem in 1954 was that which is when he started his journal, he was exposing that to people, that the meeting was the message. And that wasn't my employers didn't think that was wise that people to have the little men know the meeting was the message.
And think what people think now, that the revelation is being revealed, which blows everything. It blows the control trip out of the water.
So here is, on 100 years on his birthday, I announced that the plan of 1911, which I guess he knew I wasn't thinking of him consciously in 1911,
mm-hmm.
The plan of 1911 that I laid out has been materialized on his 100th birthday.
Right, so now we can get rid of him.
If you weren't conscious then, and you're using what to base your conscious notions now?
All experience. Experience.
Tachyon, synaptic connection.
A kind of knowing.
Why can't you just say in 1931 you got the email?
Oh, because there was no email in my experience in 1931.
Oh.
See, yeah, there's that. You've been Murdoch should say to everybody when he had to testify yesterday for the London committee.
Exactly. Since you segued into that, the only reason that's even in conversation is because primarily the world was afraid of Murdy.
That's right.
That's the only reason they're having the conversation is people were afraid of him.
Yeah, James, this whole Murdoch story really is capping off the theme that I broadcast in 2009, is that the Android meme is over. He was the anthropomorphic projection of the Android meme software aspects of it. He was the Rumpelstiltskin. I was in New York City in 1997, 98 at a panel which had Christopher Hitchens on it and the famous professor George Steiner, who was a friend of McLuhan's, and a few other notable minds, and
they babbled on and were articulate about the issues of the day, and then George Steiner said, none of this is relevant unless we get Mr. Murdoch in the room here and ask him, what are you doing? this book guy, he spoke at the New York Public Library that week on the history of the Gutenberg Galaxy and the printing press, McLuhan themes. But when he was among intellectuals, he said, the only issue we have to deal with is to get this person, this Rumpelstiltskin, in the room here and ask him, what do you think you're doing with your Fox and News of the World?
With your ownership of the world.
Yeah, with your ownership of the software content and getting to say what you think should be the meme for the little man. So to the degree he recognized the power of Murdoch, that's why I say Murdoch is the Android meme, big chunk of it, and it's being interrogated. But, of course, the Android meme's coming back with a lot of exposure today of the royal family and this and that, James.
Oh, yeah?
The very news today is Murdoch's retaliation.
Uh-huh.
So let's. I wanted to play this for you, James, before you left. So we'll just do that right this second.
Bom bom bom, every shabby do a bom do baby do a, every shabby do a bom baby do a, every shabby do a bom baby do a.
Oh my Lord, found it at rest, and the door is open to a lonesome past. What a bom
baby do a bom.
Yeah, and that's James. That was a wonderful hook. I like that part. We played it last week, a full song, and there's this little section that's a hook, 13-second section that I wanted you to experience.
Good. I will experience it again in the archives.
Yes, I suggest you watch... No, that's not the word. Listen to the second and third hour last week and whatever happens this week. I don't want you to be missing what happened.
I did listen to the second and third week last week, but I can't remember it. I can't remember. There was some big chunk of information, but I'll have recall shortly.
Very good. Yeah, I keep up on what's going on because there's a lot happening in the second and third hour. So just the 13 seconds again.
Bom, 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 every shabby do a bom do baby do a,
every shabby do a bom baby do a, every shabby do a bom baby do a.
Oh my Lord, found it at rest, and the door is open to a lonesome past. What a
bom. Bom, 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 every shabby do a bom do baby.
That was 14 seconds.
Yeah, what is the wrong button.
Okay, what does it say in the lyrics, the door is open, what?
I never got that far with it. I just love the rhythm.
Android meme got right in my rectum, and I haven't been the same since.
Right.
I just like the flow of it. The flow of that section,
right.
The 13-second section. I can't make out the words. The song is called I Found My Love, so maybe he's saying love instead of door. But, James, we only got 12 minutes for this hour, so let's get in some emails. Maybe you might have something to say. NUI Lightfoot in Arizona says, greetings, universal family. We don't like that idea of the collective, do we, Carolyn?
Mm-hmm.
Part of any family? I don't think so. There's no we in our pocket. Greetings, universal family. Now maybe the ion could be considered the universal family, but you don't even.
No, ion is just non-physical, which we all are.
And there's only one of.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one non-physical ion.
Two.
Yeah. Greetings. Well, that could be considered universal, right?
Okay.
But everybody experiences.
If you could leave the verses out of it, it would be. It wouldn't be. It wouldn't be the verses and the chorus and in one verse of one chorus. That limits. So the verse, uni's fine, but the verse is where you're bumping into it. But Lord Suffering Cats, read the story.
Yeah, that's a great point because Terry, when she celebrated the toenail fungus disappearing thanks to RNA drops, she signed it, ever enjoying witnessing uni Bobverse.
Uni Bob verse. Universe with Bob in the middle.
Only one.
She should drop the verse?
They're just queuing up. They're just queuing up to get their passport stamped so they could come to Dobbstown, Bob.
Oh, okay.
No, she neutralized the effect of universe by saying uni, because there's only one. So
Uni Bob verse.
Right.
Okay, so Anaya Lightfoot says, greetings, Universal family. It's been quite a while since tuning in. I trust you've all been misbehaving beautifully. Dearest Ion, I missed you. In February, the universe grounded me in Arizona and wondering where next. Bob, please take liberties to rephrase Ion if necessary. Love to all, namaste. So Anaya is looking to know where next. Ion, what do you pick up on that right away?
Well, they got to calculate where, what grounded them past.
Yeah.
That's what's controlling them in their now. Because if some outside uni thing grounded them into the bowels of Arizona, then that's the very thing that won't let them go to what's next. See? So you want to move that portion out. If you chose to slow down as you were passing through Arizona, then that's a very different conversation. Then you get to please and delight yourself. Well, you know what? Seattle sounds like fun. Or, you know what? The Cupertino, California sounds fun. Well, you know what? Boston, Massachusetts sounds fun. Nothing in Canada sounds fun, but I guess if you were going to get stuck there, there are some places. On the ground, new grounds of the show Haven. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I saw that on some ad for it, and it made me puke. It reminded me of the lousy Nova Scotia landscape where it's being filmed in Nova Scotia, and maybe happy to be here in Maui. But yes, I agree with Ion. One doesn't want to stay in that geography too long if you know you can have access to other landscapes.
Well, there you go. But if some outside something sticks you there, then you're stuck.
Yeah, enjoy it. I certainly enjoyed my time there. I have fond, tachyonic future
Bob
realizations
doing
about
that. That's Bob doing time.
Okay, so Will in Okayland wrote, this is the guy who did the art installation. I wasn't surprised, and I've been doing it successfully for years now. But I was happy it worked too.
Yes. Well, see, good. I was perfectly happy where I am and now ready for more. Fine.
Okay, so TJ in LA says, Bob, he wants us to do a tetrad on Ion. What does Ion retrieve? What does Ion obsolesce? What does she become when pushed further? Pushed to its extreme. Well, we don't really heard nothing yet. Nothing.
So read it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah, you octad that. You octad that one right on in there.
Octad. Okay, I didn't mention the octad. Is the complexities coming?
What's the Hendiades of a tetrad?
Hendiades? Why are you bringing that up? It doesn't apply.
Two by means of one,
yeah,
one by means of two.
One by means of
that's
two.
That's the pentatic android meme, which doesn't have time to do the four parts of the tetrad. It just does archetype, cliche, archetype. That's
because if you apply that, Carolyn, the obsolescence could take place before
yes,
the acknowledgement of it.
Yeah. So that's a good point. Yeah, you might have to bring the tachyony aspect into the pentad of Ion. But what does Ion enhance?
Tachyony, that's so rich, Bob.
Yeah. So, TJ, I have... What, James?
I was laughing.
Oh, okay, I just heard a burst. I've been saying to TJ that McLuhan cracked the code of social change, noticing that the extensions of our senses, or our physical senses, determine the attitudes of people and the collectivity of we-ness. And then the android meme extended itself, or the machines. So the machines that were extended in the early phase then took on a life of their own and were extending themselves, not our senses. The third phase is the extensions of non-physical. So Ion showing up and noticing a private reading the other day, Ion was talking about, I think it was that, not on last week's show, it just got mentioned, maybe it was last week's show, got mentioned in passing. Ion is here just to create contrast for itself. It can create now.
Hmm.
So Ion's not here to be a good guy or to remind you of the wonderful universal sentiment of God and all those traditional meanings of comfort for the great big brother or sister in the sky. Mine's here to stir it up and cause a lot of crap. Because it can
all
now
right.
do the chip landscape, do this. And so Ion says, beware when the rocks cry out, and the rocks are non-physical. So Ion's here to respond. That's why we're getting an ominous tone here at Dobbs Sound. Every now and then Ion says, well, you're either on the bus by Friday or you're not, okay? Either get out of the pot or get off. There's been this impatience by Ion.
Yeah.
So Ion is, I'll call that situation the extending of non-physical. So what does Ion, that situation obsolesce? It obsolesces the android mean. What does it retrieve?
Me.
You. Yeah, lockdown Connie rule or Connie
ascension.
Power. Ascension. It retrieves the original nothing that never
that
happened.
That we gave up and put in
free,
the box.
It retrieves free obsolescence.
And when you push Ion to extreme, you get into millennial ecstatics of five-bodied expression.
And sometimes smote.
Oh, yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
get smote or do smote?
Get smote.
Sometimes get smoted. So, TJ, thank you. Good question, and that is the beginning. It's open to more interpretations. Trevor in Manchester says, is there any validity to claim that Liechtenstein and not London is the center of power in Europe? That's Trevor's question. Ion.
Well, you'll have to call the Turin Taxis and see what the Pope says.
Look up Turin Taxis, T-H-U-R-N-U-N-B, third part of the name, Taxis, T-A-X-I-S. And then Trevor asked, who's in possession of the missing ducal crown of Liechtenstein? You know that, Ion?
Bob.
Oh, what?
No, that's who has it now.
Oh, okay, turn in taxes.
It's Liechtenstein.
What am I saying?
Not Liechtenstein.
Are you still there, James? James went? Okay, J-Man writes, with regards to the herpes comment, how long has a gentleman on the drops for? I think it's a month or two. Not too long. Not a week. Not 3 days. Not 3 weeks. I'd say a month, maybe 2 months.
So if this tachyon thing catches on, Bob, you saying that people could actually find relief from ailments a week before they start the drops?
Yes.
If text precede causes.
And here's Matthew, who distributes the RNA drops, has a statement. So, regarding taking RNA drops, Bob has the most orgasms. Now, how would he know?
Well, that's what we've been saying. You have a sense of knowing, and then you know, so there
you
go.
Oh, if one drop...
One drop is an orgasm, okay. Then with your 5,000 drops a day.
Then I should actually read the whole email. He says, if one drop is good, then 160 per day is awesome. Okay, good. Yeah, I guess I do. Well, Greg is up to 200 drops a day, approximately, so maybe he's having the most... I have only ever had half an orgasm, so, you know, I don't put much stock in it.
He's still waiting on the other half.
Yeah. And then NUI Lightfoot from Arizona says, where does one
I've
find...
I've only had one orgasm. It's been going on for 85 years, but I've only had one, and I'll let you know when it's over.
Where does one find RNA drops, asks Ms. Lightfoot, or Mr. Lightfoot, don't know yet. You go to rnadrops.com or rnadrops.info. And then Lynette, who always has an input every week, we appreciate that, Lynette in Los Angeles. Bible.
I should call her a cub instead of a Lionette.
Right, it's actually Lynette. Maybe more.
I'm going to say that.
I don't know if we'll finish it, but she says, Bible backstory question for Ion. Would you please describe the details of the Urim and Thummim, that's T-H-U-M-M-I-M, the materials of which it and they were made, its their dimensions, and the purpose and technique of its or their use. And lastly, share the most important factor I'm not considering of it that will aid me to come into my power. Thank you.
That it's all ridiculous, chunk it in the bucket, never think on it again, it'll serve you well.
Right. What is the Urim and Thummim? What is that referring to?
He's trying to make the Nephilim and the Seraphim connection to this place where humans decided that they couldn't, they had to have an outside thing to achieve their place of power.
Very good. Okay, we got to go, so let's just end the last 10 seconds with this.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love aside.
AchieveRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, new listeners and old, more good news for you. Have you ever wondered how RNA drops could change your life in miraculous ways? Well, as you begin to think about that, I want you to consider what Ion, Dr. Carolyn Dean, Bob Neppert, and yours truly, James Martinez, have discussed regarding RNA drops and your future. That's right. This broadcast has made history once again, and I'm proud to deliver to you what is going to be one of the greatest new products to hit the market ever. That's right. I said ever. You've heard it right here with numerous testimonials that have called and have claimed the positive results of RNA drops. And this is just the beginning. Join in the experience with us and check out JamesMartinezRNADrops.com. Once again, it's JamesMartinezRNADrops.com. Call in and let us know your stories. And remember, everyone, life gets better when you're headed in the right direction. And you'll know it's right because you're sure enough to be unsure about it, but never unsure enough not to do it. Check it out, JamesMartinezRNADrops.com.
Is your brain letting you down? How would you like to turn your brain into a well-oiled learning machine that can recall facts and figures with ease and speed? How would you like to live in a world-class tennis resort, lakeside, next door to multi-million dollar home? Live as you want, where you want. Sound impossible? I can assure you it's not. You have the tool. You can do this. All you need is to know how to use it. Welcome to SpeedRead.org. Here at SpeedRead.org, we can guarantee you business success with a tool you already have, your brain. With our Speed Reading Business Success course, you'll learn techniques that will allow you to harness the success of your brain. After you master the Optimize Your Brain for Business Success course, we'll help you to use what you have learned to make money with our Guide to Wealth Creation. The course on money by noted author, speaker, and therapist, Dr. Jay Palmer.